Welcome back, family. This is your boy, ED. I'm sorry I had to clap, but this is your boy, ED, and this is the Conscious Agility Channel. I'm glad you're rocking with us today. Today's topic, if you haven't seen it, the title is entitled, Does Google Project Management Certificate Count as for PMP? Okay, I'll slow that down. Does Google Project Management Certificate Count for PMP? I could really make this as quick as possible, but I wouldn't be over-delivering if I do that. I could really just tell you the answer right now, which you could probably just fast forward and get there. So for those that just want to just fast forward and get there, I'll give you the response right now. No. I'll slow it down. N-O. No, the Google Project Management Certification does not count towards the PMP. Now, why doesn't it count towards the PMP? Now the question that someone asked me, that's kind of, now when you say count towards, are we referencing count towards the hours? Are we saying count towards the meaning, is it a replacement of the PMP? Meaning that if I get the Google project management certification, could I use that and say instead of the PMP? See, this is where it gets tricky. The person who asked that question, this is where it gets tricky. So what I will say is the PMP and the Google certification are two different entities. What I mean by that is the PMI, the Project Management Institute, has certifications that are globally known as far as, and some of them, as I just mentioned, the PMP, the CAPM, the ACP, there's so many of them out there, but the PMP, and I'm going to go look at this even further, family. I actually, to be honest with you, because I just don't, I never even took the Google certification, but I did sign up for the course just to go through it. I mean, I don't have to, but see, this is what makes us exceptional as project management. I want to understand the training in there. There's other questions that have been asked of me about what do I think about the Google certification for project management, and I don't want to just say, well, no, you shouldn't go with that, you need to go with these other things. No, I can't say that until I actually go through it. I remember I used to tell my daughter when I was trying to turn her on to avocados. You know, avocados are not the most sexiest looking thing. I mean, if you ever looked at avocado before you add the tomatoes, before you add the onions, before you add the cilantro, and now we're looking at guacamole. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, I'm getting hungry. I apologize, but I told my daughter when she seen it, she said, "Ooh, Daddy, I'm straight. That don't even look good." I said, before you make a judgment on something, first discover it for yourself. First experiment for yourself. First, you come to your own conclusion, because sometimes in life, you have to come to your own conclusion, because someone else's conclusion that's telling you that it may not be as accurate. So why not go test and experiment what they're saying? So I said, here, and I dipped a whole little cracker and I said, taste it. I didn't say it like that. I was like, baby girl, test it. I promise you, you will love it. She tasted it. Hooked, I tell you. But the whole point of reason why I share that story with you is a lot of times, family, is that, you know, we will make a judgment on something like this certification of saying, yeah, I can get the Google cert for project management and replace for PMP. No, it's a good starting point, but you need to go through the PMBOK, or excuse me, the PMI, Project Management Institute, to be a certified PMP. There's no other industry that says, hey, you can come over here and take the PMP. There's only one person, there's only one body that's giving or allowing you to be considered if you want to be a PMP, is to go through the PMI. So when you are getting ready to start your journey of going after the PMP, of course, just like with anything in life, there are requirements. There are things that will have to be done in order to be able to first to even sit down and even take the test. And then after you take the test, there are requirements that will be required to make sure that your license is in point. That's why I love the Project Management Institute, because they have these things called PDUs, what are called professional development units. That's a whole nother actual episode. But for today's episode, I want to make sure that I hope I'm answering the question right that was asked of me, of the more or less of I'm taking the approach of you can't replace taking the Google certification and using that as the PMP. These are two separate things, the PMP and the Google cert, which Google certification, I looked at like the first little bit of it and I'm like, ooh, there's some powerful stuff in here. So I'm going to go through it for you, family. I'm paying I think it's $40 or $39 or something like that for the subscription. And I'm going to test it out because I think it'd be great value for me to bring back, like, hey, should you even do this? Should you even look at it? And if so, I'll speak it up. I'm only going to speak truth here of project management, personal development, sales and marketing. So I hope you enjoyed today's video. It was a short one, but again, I want to emphasize I'm answering that question from the aspect of, can you replace a Google project management certification with not really having to have the PMP, meaning that the PMP is the overarching body of project management. I don't care where you go in this world, you say PMP, they're going to tie it to PMI. They're not going to tie it to any other body. So again, this is your boy ED. I just clapped there too. This is your boy ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, that just simply means it. I hope you enjoyed today's video. Please leave any comments. Again, hit that like and subscribe. Your boy is over here working for you. Got plenty more to come. I mean, I'm just working out, baby. I'm just working out. So hope you enjoyed today's content today. Until next time, I'm out.